K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning, guys. This is Brad.
Hey, Brad, what's up?
Huh, Brad.
I need your help. A little love connection dating game. I know you guys have all the skills and the answers to all the questions, and a little confused about how a date went.
Did you go on a date?
I thought so.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, give us a skinny.
All right. Long story short, I'm a personal trainer. I like, you know, into my fitness and my physique and my body, and met this very cute little girl named Stacy. She works or runs a health food store, seemed knowledgeable about products. I go in on a regular basis. I thought we had a nice little connection. Pretty, very pretty, lovely, nice smile, nice teeth, you know, pretty hair. It's just something that we clicked. She told me about the products, and I said, well, you know what, I'm a decent cook, so why don't you let me cook for you?
Oh, that's cool. Let you offer to do that. Yeah.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought. Nice first date, come over, relaxed surroundings. So that's what we did. I don't know. I all of a sudden, it's like things I thought were going so smoothly. All of a sudden, she gave me the I have to work early routine and really just bugged out. I mean, she couldn't wait to get out of there. And I'm sitting here like, I had no idea. I literally got hit by a truck. And, you know, I mean, I'd like to either train her, work out with her, date her. You know, I don't know. And I haven't heard from her since.
Huh.
We can attempt to help you here. You said her name is Stacy, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to stick you on hold for a second, Brad. We're going to get Stacy's phone number off the air. We will call her. We'll find out what's going on here exactly.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are awesome.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
You're a good cook, huh?
I'm a decent cook.
Well, cool. Well, you got it. I mean, you guys, all you personal trainers, you eat clean and all that kind of good stuff, so.
Gross.
Yeah, but actually, well, this was kind of like a cheat night. I didn't think she was so used to, yeah, I tried to kind of guide the menu towards her for the night.
Okay. Well, that was nice.
Well, Brad, hold on, buddy. Hold on. We were actually ringing right now, so hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Real quiet.
Hey, Stacy, is this you?
Yes.
Hi, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Who is it?
Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the country station in town.
Hi, Stacy.
The radio station?
Yeah. You don't like country?
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird to get a phone call from the radio station.
Well, you know, we do have a purpose. There's a method to our madness. Is there not, Fry?
There is. Can we talk to you for a second? You got a sec?
Yeah, I have a few minutes, but... this is really weird. What's going on?
It's all right. We'll explain. We won't take too much of your time here. We got a call from somebody, and they were asking for our help, and it revolves around you.
Around me?
Yes, around you.
Are you sure you have the right person?
We think so. We'll explain. We'll see if we can figure it out here. We understand you got the gun show pretty much from somebody who comes into your store, and I guess he works out quite a bit. He met you. His name is Brad. He went over, and supposedly he thought you were having a date, but he said he thought it kind of went sour, and he didn't know what was going on.
He called you guys.
So you are the right Stacy.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing, but I'm a little embarrassed to tell you the truth. Oh, my God.
Well, he called us, yes. So, you know, he wants to know.
We did go out, yeah, and we did meet in the store that I work at. That's all true.
Well, he wants to go out again, and he says he hasn't heard from you, and he's perplexed.
Yeah, it's because I haven't called him back, actually. Yeah, I'm not sure if I would go out with him again, actually. Well,
tell us what happened.
What's wrong?
Well, I work at I don't really want to say
that's okay.
Where I work, but I work in a health food store, and he comes in all the time to get, you know, protein powder and stuff, and all the people who work with me tease me and say, oh, your muscle man is here. He's really cute, and we definitely have, you know, a lot in common. We both like to work. I mean, he definitely likes to work out a lot more than me since that's his job. But one of the things that I have found really interesting is that every time that, you know, he would come in, we would just kind of chat, and he would say he was, you know, looking for different things, for different recipes, because he was a really good cook. And we know, he comes into the store all the time, so other employees know him pretty well. And he actually asked me to go out, and they said, oh, well, what did he ask you to do? And it wasn't really to go out on a date, but he kept saying what a great cook he was. And he's like, oh, you should let me cook for you. It would be really great. And, you know, I'll make something really healthy. And I was like, okay, you know, who doesn't like a free meal? And he's really cute. And how often do men actually cook for you?
Right.
Rarely. So I said yes. And when I got to his apartment, I mean, it's definitely a dude apartment. Yeah. You know, like it's, you know, he's got like his, you know, free weights in the living room. And it felt a little bit like, you know, like college. But it was very clean. A little stinky, but it was clean.
Yeah. Gross.
He's a muscle That's man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even really know how to say this, but we were sitting there, and he said he was going to go check on dinner. Now, I didn't smell anything cooking.
I was going to say, you said it smelled sweaty or, like, stinky.
Yeah, it wasn't.
That's
like,
not food.
Hopefully.
I was expecting, you know, something, but I was like, okay, maybe he's making salads. You know, maybe he's not making anything hot.
Right.
He probably, you know, was, like, doing push-ups before I got there. I mean, I don't want to say that. I shouldn't say that. He's very good-looking. But he's not that, well, here, let me just tell you what happened. We were sitting there, and I hear this crackling noise, and I smell, like, Mexican food, like, you know, something that smells like beans.
Yum.
And he's like, it's ready, and he comes through his kitchen with paper plates with, like, burritos on them. And as he gets closer, I realize, like, this is not something that he made. He just, like, heated up.
The microwave burritos.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Because I thought, oh, well, maybe he was warming them up. But you could see because it was, like, folded perfectly.
Oh,
never looked like that at home. So I take a bite, and it's, like, really salty, which I'm surprised because he's a healthy eater. And I said, you know, do you have anything to drink? And he's like, oh, yes, I'll be right back. And he comes back with, like, the beer pong cups, like those red things.
The red Solo cups?
Yeah.
And it's just filled with, like, tap water. And I didn't want to insult him, you know, so I continued to eat my burrito, and he, like, scarfed his down in, like, a minute. And mine was good, but it was, you know, a little frozen in the middle and hot on the outside. So I was trying to eat the outside of the burrito, and I set it down, and he just picked up the plate and is like, you know, it's like, boy, you sure eat slow. And I hadn't even finished. And so I just figured, well, maybe there's something else. Maybe this is the first course. And I asked him.
Appetizer.
Yeah. I was like, well, gee, you know, and I was actually kind of kidding when I said it. I was like, I wonder what's for dinner. And he gives me this, like, creeper smile. And he's like, something sweet. Me. Yeah, and that wasn't really just because, you know, that line was a little cheesy, that really wasn't what it was, but it just seemed weird that he kept going on about what a great cook he was, and then, you know, made frozen burritos. Like, I don't understand that. But I will say, he did bring napkins. Like,
well, that's good, right?
Yeah. You said he was clean.
Yeah, he was very clean.
Wow, making fun of my cooking, huh?
What's that?
Man, hey, Stace, it's Brad. Making fun of my cooking, I was just trying to make something that was kind of more geared for you, you know, maybe not on my clean diet, something that maybe you could just have fun with, because, you know, I don't think that you watch what you eat is the way I watch what I eat.
Ow.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're saying by that. I work in a health food store,
You're a little, like, a little softer. You know, I was just, like I said, you see that I train, I would like to, you know, second date or train you. I meant no disrespect, Stace. I thought we had something. I thought it was kind of a nice little date, and then you just ran out.
It's really interesting that you, I don't want to get weird and crappy with you, Brad, because we see each other all the time at my job, but if you thought I was that soft, you wouldn't have asked me out, and that makes you actually a little soft in the head.
I think you're very pretty, you're nice, you have a lot in common, everything seems so cool. I was just kind of, you know, maybe a little nervous on the first date, you know, grab a couple of burritos, hang out, and just talk.
But that's not cooking, though, Brad. I mean, you know, you really went on and on about cooking for me, and like I said, it's not that you made me frozen burritos.
I really would. I'd like to cook for you. I mean, I am a really good cook. I apologize. I mean, I didn't mean to, I don't know. I maybe I was nervous or, I mean, yeah, I think you're really pretty. I mean, I wouldn't come into that store such on a regular basis if I didn't.
I know, but I just,
love to cook some dinner for you.
Well, here's Nancy and Fry to the rescue.
Maybe.
We'll take care of that whole cooking issue, won't we?
Yes, we will. We will send you back out on a second date if you both agree, and we will pay for your dinner, and we'll give you a limo, transportation to get there and have a little night on the town on us.
I would love to. It's really up to Stacey. Stacey, again, I apologize. I would love to take an opportunity if you'd be so kind to let me do that.
Oh, my God. I really want to say yes, Brad, but I don't think it's a good idea. Just the whole thing that happened. And I think, honestly, Brad, and I'll tell you this because you come in a lot, if you just were yourself and if you did just want to make, and believe me, I've dated enough bodybuilders, if you just want to eat boiled chicken and rice while I eat regular food, I have no problem with that, as long as you don't.
All right, you guys go visit together,
yeah,
and
okay.
Take care.
Good, yeah.
we wish you
yeah, we
nothing
play
but the
music,
best.
Okay, yeah, so.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a lot. Stacey, I'll see you later. I'll be in this afternoon.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Sure, have a great day.
Bye, Stacey. Thanks a lot, sweetheart.